Those trips on Interstate 5, when you're marveling at the beauty of Mount Shasta, your view gets blocked for a while by Shasta's sibling. The cinder cone of Black Butte sits right next to the freeway a few miles north of the city of Mount Shasta. If you'd ever wondered what it's like on Black Butte, well, here's where you get to find out. There are hiking trails, there is timber cutting, but there will be no development thanks to an agreement on a conservation easement between the landowner, Michigan-California Timber Company, and the Pacific Forest Trust with help from Cal Fire. Let's hear what's up. Chris Chase is the timber manager for Timber Products Company, which is the parent company of Michigan-California Timber Company. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your interest in our project.
Absolutely. Connie Best is with us as well. She is the CEO of the Pacific Forest Trust. Connie, welcome to you.
Well, it's great to be on with you both, and enjoying a real winter.
Isn't that a nice rarity? Yeah, although a little rugged at the moment. Chris, tell us a bit about the land, how long the company has owned it, and where it is in relation to Black Butte itself.
Sure. So the Black Butte property is a 5,000-acre contiguous block of property, generally north and east of the cinder cone of Black Butte. So it's immediately east of Interstate 5, just kind of southeast of the city of Weed and due north of the city of Mount Shasta. And it lays on sort of those moderate slopes coming off the west slopes of Mount Shasta. Our company, Michigan California Timber Company, is a family-owned Oregon-based company that owns and manages about 115,000 acres, predominantly in Siskiyou and Trinity counties in California. And then this block is part of that larger ownership, which is, you know, right on the wildland-urban interface just outside of Mount Shasta and Weed.
I think you answered some of this already, but you know, if people look at the cinder cone and think, wow, can trees grow up there? The answer generally as you get higher is no, but you're talking about gentler slopes lower down?
Correct. I mean, our property line kind of takes in some of the lower slopes of Black Butte. The Black Butte trailhead, for the listeners that are familiar with that, is actually on our property, as is about the last 2 miles of the road coming into the trailhead. So as you reach further up, the upper reaches of Black Butte are national forest lands, and then to the east is we're bordered by the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and that rises up and ultimately hits the Mount Shasta Wilderness Area to the east. To the west, our property line is the UP rail line that forms kind of the western boundary of the tract, and then west of that, of course, you get into the commercial area just south of Weed and the water bottling plant, and then some residential and commercial properties immediately west of our property as well.
So you're pretty much right up into or on the edge of anyway the city of Weed.
Yeah, it's very close to the city limits, and we've got, you know, infrastructure and development virtually right up to our property line, which, you know, presents some unique challenges but also some opportunities for that property.
So has the property owned by, and again, Michigan California Timber is a subsidiary of Timber Products, has it been through several cycles of cutting and regrowth?
Yeah, so this is kind of an interesting tract. About 60% of the tract was actually brushfield historically from, you know, relatively frequent and fairly intense wildfires in the area. And then over the years, that was converted over to forest through the efforts of our company and our predecessors. And so it represents really a significant investment of converting some of this brush and chaparral into what is now a thriving forest. The remaining, I'd say, 40% is kind of the classic Sierra mixed conifer timber type natural forest. And yes, it's been managed for timber production for many, many decades. This is historically railroad land, and Michigan, California acquired it, the property, you know, after that. But for many years, it was owned and managed by the railroad and SP Land Company.
Was it grant land for the railroad?
Originally it was, yeah, going back to the late 1800s to kind of encourage the development of infrastructure in the West and whatnot. And then the railroad sort of spun it off into their own land company and then ultimately divested of those properties. And Michigan, California acquired our entire ownership up here in 1994 through an exchange with another company for some lands that we used to own and manage on the west slope of the Sierra, and we manage that property since the early 1900s. So the company's got a long history of sustainable timberland management in California and has been in this area for about 25 years.
We're talking about the Black Butte Working Forest with Chris Chase, the timber manager at Timber Products Company, the parent of Michigan California Timber Company. Connie Best is the CEO of the Pacific Forest Trust. And Connie, who approached who to get the ball rolling on the conservation easement?
Well, I would say that we've been in touch with Chris and Mishcal about conservation opportunities for a while, but at a certain point that worked for the company, they decided, yeah, let's look into this. What would it mean for us to create a partnership with Pacific Forest Trust to keep this a unique property as forest? They had previously been approached by developers for turning the property into a resort. It's very interesting. If you go up on the Black Butte Trail and you're going out across the cinder cone and you look to the north, you see this beautiful, gently sloping, sweeping, forested landscape right at the foot of the mountain that is the Mishcal Tract. It is, as Chris was just saying, it's cheek to jowl with weed, and yet it's an integral part of what Mount Shasta is and an integral part of the forest. But it's in private ownership, like a bite out of the Shasta Trinity National Forest. So a landowner's got a real dilemma here. It would be really easy to develop this property. It's at 3 minutes from the I-5 exit there. It's got easy access. It's gentle. It's got ample water, so they wanted to see, well, is there an alternative future for this that would enable us to keep doing the kind of sustainable management that we have been doing? So that's kind of how the conversation evolved.
And so what does the conservation easement essentially do then, Connie?
Well, it strips off development rights so that the property will always stay as forest. But it also guides sustainable forest management in a way that goes beyond sustainable wood products, which of course are important to all of us. We all depend on wood products for shelter and other uses. But sustainable management really has a kind of different meaning now in the face of climate change. We need to manage for a forest that's resilient to wildfire, that provides habitats for wildlife that are on the move, adapting to new conditions. We want to protect our water sources for water security, both for communities and for wildlife. So that's what the terms of the easement do, is that it guides forest management to ensure that all these other resources are being protected, and that you've got, as Chris was saying, this, a lot of the property, the whole center part, is really a reforestation project. So this is kind of the logical next step in it, where under the terms of the easement, the younger forest plantations are going to be managed to take on more natural forest characteristics, more diversity in the stand structure and spacing, which benefits habitat, and it also makes for less extreme fire behavior.
Chris, was there anything for the timber company that presented any obstacles, or was this pretty much the kind of management you were already doing?
You know, well, first of all, I'd say you know, Connie's summary of the easement and you know, our discussions was spot on and accurate. And the company was, you know, just looking for an opportunity to, you know, to continue to sustainably manage the property in a sensitive area, you know, a property that's got some very unique resources, in a way that was economically viable and helped, you know, protect the, you know, the infrastructure and the population centers to the west, and also, you know, help protect the wildlands up and to the east on the flanks of Mount Shasta. So, you know, we were able to partner with Pacific Forest Trust and craft an agreement that will enable us to do that. As far as, you know, deviations from what we've done, for the most part, the management moving forward is going to be very similar to what we have already done. And I think that's part of the reason why the project was appealing to Pacific Forest Trust and to CAL FIRE, is they can say, hey, we're ensuring that we're going to continue to properly and sustainably manage this property going forward, with some additional focus on some really key areas, some key recreation corridors, some important habitat features like the area around Black Butte Springs, for example, and some of the more mature stands at the base of Black Butte. So there will be some changes in how we manage, but on balance, it's going to enable us to continue to manage the property to create a forest that's resilient and resistant to wildfire, and you know, we're looking forward to continuing to do that. Just as sort of an example, over the past 5 or 6 years, we have thinned about 20% of this tract, you know, removing small logs and biomass to reduce the fuel loads, you know, increase the or decrease the, you know, the continuity of fuels both vertically and horizontally through these stands. And that, you know, affects wildfire behavior and enables, you know, suppression agencies, if there were a fire in the area, to take aggressive action because of the work that we've done. This easement also prescribes additional treatments moving forward to ensure that we're, you know, continuing to manage these fuels and help protect the communities, which we, you know, we've all seen, unfortunately, numerous times in the past several years with the Bowles fire and Carr and Hers and then tragically the campfire in Paradise, the importance of controlling fuels, particularly in the wildland-urban interface. So the easement helps to guide that as well, which is a benefit to all of us that live in the region.
The easement we're talking about here on the Jefferson Exchange is for the Black Butte Working Forest, 5,000 acres north and east of Black Butte, right next to Interstate 5, north of Mount Shasta. Timber Products Company through Michigan, California Timber Company owns the land. Chris Chase is the timber manager. Connie Best is the co-CEO of Pacific Forest Trust, which is the conservation agency involved in this. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Chris mentioned CAL FIRE. Connie, tell us about how big a hand CAL FIRE played in this.
Well, they were really instrumental in making this happen. You know, we worked super closely with Michi-Cal to craft the easement, but it is one that was purchased entirely with funds from CAL FIRE's Forest Health and Forest Legacy program.
And that's a grant of $5.4 million, is that right?
Yeah. And they really got it about what we were trying to do, both for habitat values, watershed values, but also for community safety, keeping houses out of the woods and creating some strategic fire management opportunities that protect the community but also protect the wildlands. And I want to point out something really interesting, and that is this money is not coming from taxpayers in California or bonds. It is coming from the state's cap and trade greenhouse gas revenues. So the California's climate program is generating billions of dollars for various forms of climate action, and the state has committed $1 billion to forest health and forest conservation over the next few years out of this money. So payments from polluters are being invested in California's forests so that they are storing more carbon dioxide in a more durable, stable way and providing other benefits. And interestingly, Oregon has pending climate legislation and the opportunity to do the same thing.
We are keeping an eye on that with the Oregon legislature. Yes, some stuff introduced just last week and some discussions about it on the road in various parts of our communities coming up next week. Chris Chase, before we go, it sounds like people won't really notice a lot of changes if they're heading out to Black Butte Trail, for example. It's the biggest difference is what isn't happening rather than what is.
I guess that's maybe a fair characterization, but you know what certainly won't change is that this land will remain a productive forest that's, you know, contributing to the, you know, the health and ecological integrity of the area and helping to protect the communities and provide recreational opportunities and scenic vistas. So it's going to enable us to continue to manage it for timber production, which is really critical for our organization. We, you know, Timber Products Company, which is, you know, owned by the same family as Michigan, California, privately held, Oregon-based. We've got 1,200 employees, the vast majority of which work in the JPR listening area, Medford, Grants Pass, Yreka, Central Point, et cetera. And we get numerous mills and are producing high-value panel products, most of which wind up in kitchen cabinets. So by us being able to continue to sustainably manage this property, provide logs for our mill in Yreka, which in turn provides the raw materials for those value-added plants in Southern Oregon, it's helping to, you know, maintain the local economy while continuing to properly manage the forest and reduce the fire risk for the community. So this project was really a, you know, I think a win-win for, you know, the public, for us, for the state. We're excited about it and look forward to working with Connie and Cal Fire and on continuing to manage this property moving forward.
Okay, a lot of people get to walk away happy from this. It's the Black Butte Working Forest. We're talking about the conservation easement provided in large part due to a grant from Cal Fire, $5.4 million, protecting 5,000 acres. Chris Chase at Timber Products, Connie Best at Pacific Forest Trust. Thank you.